It's warmed up good, and it eats better.
You put food in your mouth, and then you begin to what?
Chew it.
Okay. Now, what do you call a food made out of boiled cornmeal?
Boiled
cornmeal. And boiled with milk or water. Some people use it for a breakfast cereal. They eat it hot in a bowl.
Let's see, what would I call this? I would call that scrambled eggs.
That's right. Charlie, remember that before people bought so much prepared cereal from the grocery store, what people would cook with cornmeal, sometimes they'd boil it with water, milk, you remember what we call that?
No, what would they call it? What
mush?
Would
did you eat mush a long time ago?
What would they call it?
Mush, did you eat
mush.
It cook like that?
Mush.
Cornmeal mush?
Oh yeah, cornmeal mush, yeah. That's what they would call it.
And do you remember any other names they had for it?
No, I haven't heard any other name for it, so. But that's what they would call it, mush. They would call it mush.
Mm-hmm. What do you call peas and beets and beans that you grow in the garden?
All together?
Yeah.
What would you call it?
That's right.
Yeah, well. Yeah, all together. I would call it peas and beef all cooked together. That's what I would call it.
And then all these different things that you grow in the garden, like your peas and beans and corn and all these different things, you'd say they're not fruit, but what?
They're not what?
You'd say they're not fruit, but what? What would you call them instead of calling them fruit?
Well, I would call it corn in the garden. And peas.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would call it.
And then if you're talking of all of them together, instead of calling them corn and peas, you'd say we grow what in the garden? Just talking about everything you
well,
grow.
Well, we grow corn and peas and onions and okras all in the garden.
And then you call these all B?
Yeah.
What is it?
Call it beans and okras and cabbage all in the garden.
And you call that veg?
Call that vegetable.
What do you call this food people used to make in the wash pot? They'd soak it with lye. Take these dried grains of corn and soak them with lye. And then cook it?
Oh, well, they would call that homla.
What do you call the white grain that they grow in Arkansas and Louisiana? And like the Chinese people eat. You know, sometimes we eat it in a bowl with butter and sugar, or sometimes in a plate with gravy over it.
Well, I would call that beach, wouldn't you? We'd call that beach with the corn and sugar over it. Now that's what I would call it. I would call it beach. It grows in the garden, don't it?
Mm-hmm.